The Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People has been described as a triumph for justice and human dignity and a historic opportunity. Although signed in 2007, it stems from a long history of Indigenous peoples' struggle to be heard. Grand Chief Edward John of Canada is chairperson of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
We are mindful that this journey started many years ago with the Haudenosaunee chief Deskahe and the Maori religious leader Ratana, who traveled to attend the League of Nations, at whose doors they were tragically turned away. Today, we want to affirm the extreme importance that we, Indigenous peoples, be not only consulted, but be fully and effectively engaged in any matter that affects our lives, ranging from policies and legislation to economic and development projects.
For Grand Chief John, the Declaration is a living document holding the dreams and hopes of all Indigenous peoples. But those dreams have been dampened by the reality that many Indigenous people still suffer human rights violations. Ivan Simonovic is UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights.
Overall, Indigenous peoples in all regions of the world remain amongst the most marginalized and impoverished, frequently victims of discrimination and excluded from the decision-making. Land grabs and ever-increasing dispossessions of ancestral lands, territories, and resources threatens their cultural and physical integrity, with Indigenous women often the first ones to suffer.
But with the world in the grip of numerous crises, from food to fuel to finance, Indigenous people say it is they who will help bring about a new earth through their values, principles, and traditional knowledge. David Choquehuanca is Foreign Minister of Bolivia, the only country to legally ratify the UN Declaration.
When the world is on the verge, on the edge of the abyss, when there is chaos among humanity, from the south of the continent, we will see vigorous rainbow warriors arise and they will restore harmony to the planet. We are the rainbow warriors.
The UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues concludes its latest session in New York on Friday, the 18th of May. One of the outcomes is a world conference that will take place in 2014. Deanne Penn, United Nations.